pleased that we are working to be favorable now as opposed to vocal. In the podcast. I know we have a tip. Okay, to the writer, Ein Yidei Bibi Yedet. Hashem, Akash Dohar, and all of him. There's no other Hakhila and Bibi Yedet. Everything's a Hakhila. This, the Hakhila, means this is what we need exactly for this position of your life. We could be Bibi Yedet, but the Hanover Hashem is always a Hakhila. I give you a motion. A person who needs surgery, and the only age that has to save his life is surgery. His surgery is Bibi Yedet, like a Hakhila. The same with us. Sometimes we're in a situation that the best thing for us is something that's not so pleasant. We put ourselves in that position, what do we do? Right now, then it's so happy. This is a big part of religious Hashem, to learn how to interpret everything that happens in our life. And realize that every situation in our life is not is never the other, it's always not happy. Because we have to know how to react to it. We have some unpleasant situation, that's what Hashem is that we need right now. And the question is, how do we react to it? Could be unpleasant physically, emotionally, could be even the shalom bias. The person has some shalom bias issue. So the natural thing is, oh, what a wife do I have? And the answer to that is not true. You have a wife that right now, this is what you, Hashem, with Ashkova, decided to deal with Hashem like that. Had to deal with a trying situation, okay. I can't figure out myself. Let me take Ace advice from somebody who is more connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In every situation in your life, you can make it into an opportunity to grow from and get closer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's a difference between the Jewish mouth and the Christian mouth. The Jewish mouth is always looking for somebody to blame. The Jews are the scapegoats of the world. So they have to blame somebody for everybody's shortcomings. The Haredim are the scapegoats of the secular society. We shouldn't follow them out. We follow them out. Even since others have looking down at us and not treating us properly. To see what is the right reaction to stop Ishmael to deal with it, not to make it into a personal event. As we just read in this week's parsha, first goes to war. Sounds like a very mundane interaction. So the fight between two sides, they have to kill you. You have to either kill them or protect yourself. So you prefer. And even so, this is a very focal point of the Lord is Hashem. Will I be afraid? Will I be shaken up? Will I run away? Or will I recognize that I am in Hashem's hand? The situation also is better by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now here's an interesting thing. That you say, okay, I'm going out to war. Instead of putting my dollars, you know, because Hashem is taking care of everything. And the Rambam says, no, it's not true. Rambam says the person who's going to Milchama has to fight. Totally focused. He has to forget about his family, forget about his whole, anything other than the war. 100% focused on the war. But realize it's success in the hands of Hashem. It's an interesting thing. Hashem is not telling us, don't be realistic. It's not that he's fully realistic. To expect Hashem to do anything without me doing anything is not realistic. But to expect that I do my maximum status, and I recognize not to be afraid of that because in the hands of those people, that's realistic, and that's evident. There's a starving Russian this week, Bashi, against Americans like to be heroes, you know. There's three levels. The trying situation comes up. You could either run away from it, not deal with it. You deal with it, that's the second option. And the third option is to be a hero, but you may end up dead. Like, you know, the door fell off the bridge, and the guy jumps off the bridge to save the door. It's not a hero, he's a fool. Even if he survives, he's jumping off the bridge for a door. But whether it's about or not, the situation will be the it is something super duper. Doesn't make any sense. So there's halacha. Avraham is this parasha that says that the Kohen would say, announce who made the Avraham engage the wife. It didn't marry the heir of the other place. Who planted a vineyard and didn't get food from him. Go home. Shema Yomasu home. You want him to be able to be there from something he's done, so why should he risk his life? Rashi says, the Shema is the free, not he. I know it's Tanoi, it's unbelievable. He says, if he goes to the war anyway, he deserves to be killed. If he dies, he's going to die because he didn't listen to the threat. What do you mean? They said you don't have to go to the war, you don't have to go to the war. Because, you know, your mind is preoccupied with your wife, with your vineyard. He says, no, I think the new station, blah, 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 is a hero. Heroic is not Jewish concept. Jews do things more heroic than any brother ever dream of. But not that they're heroic. They're doing the maximum. Our maximum is very big. Very big. But has to be something that has a mahalo. So the Torah was very difficult. The Torah says that person that he will not be able to fight properly in these situations. So don't be excited about it. Because you're risking anybody. If you're not going to fight properly, you may be because of the subconscious one, you're going to start running away. Everyone's going to run after you. That's the middle of the war. I think it's the war just because you want to hear I'll go upon them. Then we have to know that every situation is set aside of the spoke to deal with properly. A person comes to a certain place, meets somebody, and they become friendly, and they become partners in the business. That's one example. Another example, a person goes to some African, a different country for a trip, and physically there, they set him up with the shidduch, he gets married. Yeah? So, if we don't have the Jewish mouth, we say, oh, look at that. I happened to be playing and worked out at a people panosa. I happened to go on a trip, and what happened? I get extra benefits. Not only did I go surfing, but it was my wife. Yeah, that's a good shemata. We don't believe that. We believe that. So she said, wow, look at that Shabbat Hashem. You wanted to get married to that girl in Hawaii, and to do it. And this time, I'm going to be sure to go away. Or whatever part of the world it was. It was good. Yeah. Of late, the Mashiach has a recommendation that everyone should carry a booklet, a pad, or whatever, electronic. Then, when something like this happens, right away, by the time, before you don't have all this stuff, I'll scrub it. I'll be able to work out. Right time. Supposed to go there and then work out, and I'm okay, and you've got to work out there. Get us used to have the Hashkoff, I think you have Apple. And when you read a newspaper headline, yes, and you know, so this. This thing, the rabbi at Trump said they were going to war, and the next day, not going to the war, and they're going to the war, and the fourth day, what are you doing? You can laugh at it, this guy's a fool. They said, no, Hashem is showing you something. He's showing you that nobody runs the world other than that other people. The most powerful person in the world, if he had to set the bow down to some primitive, semi-primitive country, which is nowhere there. But he's having this theoretically, that's terrible. It's a bigger picture. It's a bigger picture of Hashem now. Because Hashem set up that Persia happens to be in the controlling position of one of the most central shipping lanes, straits over there. They could paralyze the entire world. It's an amazing thing, man. I think this is almost God of those moments. That's God of those moments. 2,000 years ago, but Yishmael already said, you're about to go to that little boy. He's going to be dependent on that. That's the time. He's going to be dependent on that. Everything is going to be dependent on him. Man, Persia. No, that's what it is. So we see this character that goes up to the school instead of just saying, oh, was it strange to laugh at this or to make fun of this or to criticism to that. Call out to the fair guy. The person's not disappointed. Every tragedy that happens, it looks to us also, yeah. There's a terrible news that didn't this tragedy happens. There's an accident. Oh, everyone wants to know exactly what time and where. Now, if you mean if you want to drive more safe, drive more safe. That's a good thing to do. No matter what, whether the accident happens or not. If you're not driving safe. But we are exposed to terrible diseases of sin. And that's the Chazal teaches how to look at things in retrospect. That's right. Tonas, they are the Shmuel. We equal and they equal the metal. They are the mitre, the guys fell off the roof. They are the leaf on the shade, the maize, the shade, the nuts on the cotton. The person who was destined to form fell. This thing was already planned. This guy's going to fall off the roof. Yeah. We see more than that. The first man, there's a time for everything in the world. Man heard on the Mauritius because he got Aiden, so never he'll get by the Aiden. It was a specific time that other Mauritians were supposed to go into Ghanaian. He's saying, it sounds over here that even the kid being kicked out of Ghanaian and had its time. He says that every Kiddush, the Midas had been set up this Nisayan, and it was ready set up that he's not going to be in the Nisayan, he's going to be a mahal for getting him out of Ghanaian. And one is there is a Bechir, but the mahalas on both sides of the Zechir already set up in advance. So the Midas Adin is there, and the Sarasim is there. It's all set up. Myself, and our hands to activate one of the two. Every Nisai, Shun of Amir, Shun of Kurdina, I'm in the sun. Didn't have to. Yeah. A couple of things, so this we have to understand, and we have to get ourselves used to this concept of when something comes up in our life, our immediate reaction should be, it's not him, it's not her, it's not this, it's not that. Situation set up by Rosh Hashanah, and I want to deal with it in the way that Rosh Hashanah wants me to deal with it. Yeah. And the third paragraph of Shin Chos says, Kashazem Abbas Chazal and Lulois, this is the way Chazal look at events that happen. The same thing with Gabi. Might say, Hoban. We see a person of Nishon Samadeir, might be Nishon Nishon. He's not showing him this, not showing him that. Well, more than that, different external circumstances caused him to do that. There's psychology there. Nobody's responsible for anything because his father was like that, his mother was like that, his grandmother was like that, David was like that. And there's no responsibility. Yeah. Even if we accept these things that the hard childhood has effect on a person, especially what do you do with it? Many people just get stuck in it for some reason. Many of the psychologists don't have the ability to get them past this, whatever you say. Okay, the person was behaving, had always pain and was disturbed and other things, and having a hard time in life. And you feel for them, oh, you know, you had a hard childhood, and you got low self-esteem, and you're angry, a lot of anger within you. Okay. So what do you do? So what you do with it is say, okay, it's not my fault, it's my parents' fault, and the whole time being angry at the parents. So you didn't get anything. Instead of being angry at everybody else, now you. The right thing is to see, okay, I'm not a bad person. I thought I'm a bad person, I'm an angry person, I'm fond of each other. The explanation is that I went through a hard childhood. But once I clarified for myself that point, then either I have to pull myself out of it and say, I'm really a good person, I can look at myself more positively. I don't have to be so upset because there's nothing intrinsically wrong with me. But if I do the opposite, I just say, no, I don't take responsibility and blame my parents. I'll never get out of it. I'm stuck. Anyway, that's the usual way. The usual way is we get out of things. There's no situation in the person you're not getting out of. And a simple reason why. Because if somebody put me into a situation, maybe that he put me into a situation I can't get out of. If we go with this model, that everything that happens in life was Mashgiach of Hashem. The fact that a person had easy parents or hard parents is also part of the Hashgiach. It's part of the whole system of this journey this person has to go through. So if I realize that I'm having hardships, and now hardships, somebody reveals to me that the source of it is less than my parents, I have to take the next stage. But what does Hashem want me to do with this? I want to just remain the same old crazy person and just stand blaming myself or blaming somebody else? Or does he want me to make myself more under my shoulder and even get to the point that I can forgive? Yeah. So he's saying the master, the external situations never causes a person to do anything. You can give him a challenge, sometimes a hard challenge, but it's always up to him to assess it properly and take advantage properly. These examples of Maisha, the boats with his daughters, everything was good. They saw the world was destroyed, and the world had to come on continue. So they said, hey, that kind of makes sense. Lots of us have children, so the world should continue. Well, if that was the world won't survive. Maestro Gemara says, he was drunk also. I'm a black and black Hanun. Come to Lota, a compulsive of a rice that's not even waiting to start. The person who's running after a rice is eventually initial in his rice from his own family. But he's the voice of Ego. But Yasko, Pika, Kikula Mashke. Kikula Mashke means he looked up and what did he see? He saw a physical world, physical pleasures. That was his running after. I don't mean about you say, you know, what do you see? You saw Ayah. It's a chapter that comes out of the world. That's the way you look at it. Ashkata. It's Ayah there. You notice that the Russians are still very interesting. The mouth tells him he shouldn't shap your son. So he says, you're really okay. The next topic, he's out of his ego. He looks up to his eye. He just look at the nice scenery and, okay, Baba Shem, I don't even need to go home. that's what we would do. Well, I'm both of them happy. I get delighted. I get a lot of great. No, he's looking around. Oh, there's an eye there. 1 second. Not surrounded. That's Gota. Gota spoke to me an opportunity to carry out that emotion of Nisir Tekum's bow with his eye made. Shayyorit, Shayyorit, Tarab, and Earth. Tayyikra, Amarat, and Nisim Shayyorit. After he did that, Mark told him a second time. He said, Vini Shmadin Rajimba. Labusha sees the Zimba was there, and the Pastor, and the Nisim, and the Rebbe, and the Negative and the Rebbe. So the Sukkah sounds like, to be deserving of the full bracha wasn't enough just to go to the Israel Akedah. It's to remain with that focus of, just like I did that Akedah, the interaction, the tremendous desire to do bracha Hashem. When it's over, I'm going on vacation. I continue that day, night, and he showed Hashem. Can't imagine what a sigh of relief was, so such an emotional pressure that was building up the last few days, and now suddenly everything cooled down. No, he let it cool down. He wanted to do something. That's deserving of a brother. So people connected with us both.
Yeah.
That's our Levine. That's our way of looking at things. Although Chazal and Mikasa said, look, you really ended to be, sound like the type of way you said. He was drunk and his daughter is kind of involved with him. But the most important result of his mantra. What's important in his life is to see Kula Mashke for physicality, physical pleasures. Maybe that's what he wants. He ends up getting there. He ends up getting the rope when he gets there. Let's see. Here. Kofan, this is something for us to work on. You know, we're a period of neither duty. Paying attention to the fact that with Hashem, the duty means I'm together with the dose. And beloved, I told his bow, the kids of these watch. Pay attention to all the wonderful things Hashem is doing for us. Every second of the day. That gives us power. So, the only minister that gives us focus and use the opportunities we have properly. Yeah. Okay, we should have a wonderful week of paying attention to that stuff, I told his bow. It's life itself, of the opportunities we have. This is. And everything is going on in the world, so I look into this session. There's what to learn for. Learn from every situation and not believe Hashem. Nothing is just to make it coming to our awareness.